much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Good afternoon. I would like to introduce you to the members of the trio. Our pianist, a remarkable young man, one of the brightest stars in the jazz world today, Mr. Christian Sands. Christian Sands. Mr. Jerome Jennings, ladies and gentlemen. Jerome Jennings. And my name is Christian McBride. Thank you very much. This is a very religious band, two Christians. That's right, and St. Jerome. Right. Before we bring out the great David Sanborn, who we're very excited to be on the road with, we're going to play one more song for you. This song is an original composition of mine called I Guess I'll Have to Forget. And the first song that we played was written by the late, great Wes Montgomery, and that was called Fried Pies. So here's I Guess I'll Have to Forget. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such an honor for me to be playing with these. To call them world class would be understating it. These guys are, I have to introduce them again because they deserve it. Jerome Jennings on drums. Mr. Christian Sands on bass. I mean, on piano. He can play bass too, apparently. And of course, the one and only Mr. Christian McBride on bass. The first tune we played was written by Michael Brecker. It's a song called Tumbleweed that was off his very last CD, which is called Pilgrimage. This tune is also from that CD. This is called Half Moon Lane. This next tune is a song that I did a long time ago, about 30 years ago, actually. It's a song called Maputo. And Maputo is the capital of Mozambique. And we kind of did it a certain way for a while. And now we're going to kind of, I guess, take it right on back to Mozambique. This is called Maputo. Thank you. Christian likes my voice better because it's messed up. Okay. This is a song that, of Christians, actually. Is there a backstory for this? No? Not really? Okay. It's just called Morning Story. Thank you.
You know how fortunate we are to be able to do what we love for a living, you know.
So what?
We have to wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning every once in a while and take a long, you know, 2 plane rides. It's okay. We could be home waking up at 6 o'clock to go cut boxes open, cutting meat. You know what I mean? That's okay to do when you're 18, 19, you know, but you don't want to do this for the rest of your life, you know.
But you could do this for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And on the other side of it, I always like to say, I've never worked a day in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never worked a day in my life. Yeah. This is a privilege to do this. And you have to honor it, you know, by trying to tell as much truth as you can. And sometimes the truth, you know, sometimes you go in there and you go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You realize that, you know, I don't quite have it, but this is it.
Yeah.
You know, this is it. This is me. Because you're telling a story up there. Yep. And your story, you have no, because it's a four-way conversation.
Yeah.
And your collective story is going to be different every night if you're really committed. You know, it's like sometimes you eat the bear and sometimes the bear eats you.
There you go. You know? That's right.
And what was it like this time then?
I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. We took care of the bear.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes.
A little hot sauce.
Yeah. A little Velveeta on there.
Velveeta. Grits on the side.